none of us have anything to do. We just have all the time to work.
And Keith's busy. Dog bites you once, dog's fault. Twice?
Right.
Okay, just saying. It's time, boys.
Well, I've heard that they're maybe getting a new chief engineer over there, so.
We don't wait.
But he'd be the optimum one to add to the list, because he'd have the same responsibility that David used to have, you know, for projects and so forth.
Well, when he comes on board, they can nominate him. In the meantime, we need somebody to show up from over there.
I agree.
Awful lot of stuff going on over there that would be nice to have, yeah.
Maybe this letter asking for projects for the first of the year would help generate some response to that too. Somebody's got to respond to that.
I think this might just need to be a call offline and say, look, you know.
That may be helpful also.
That I just think needs to happen. I'm not opposed to me doing that. Devin would probably be a little better to see it coming from you, because I don't want to be a Hollister. Yeah, Branson. I don't have to, but I will if I have to.
Well, it's the consensus of the board. We need strong participation from Branson.
And not showing up is not an option anymore. I mean, most public sector boards, if you don't show up for three times, you're gone. And I don't know, as kicking somebody off is preferable to letting them excuse themselves in one place. But this is no good, because we talk about their stuff all the time and they're not here. And it's the same way with partners. David Miller was a pretty good attendee at partners. There's nobody from Branson, and Ed Akers, the mayor, comes. Maybe he needs to be the representative, I don't know. But we need to do something about that. So, whatever that's worth.
Concur.
Yeah, they definitely need someone who's going to be able to.
This idea about we have to have these Zoom meetings to have a meeting, it's 20 minutes over here for either one of us. 20 minutes is going to make it. It takes me 20 minutes to get a Zoom meeting to work. So it's just easier to come over here.
Yeah.
Rick, did you find out any more on some of the Amazon locations besides the one up there?
That's the only one, but I did find out that Amazon stuff, even though it was publicly announced that they were looking for places, this has been in the works for over a year. So it's already done here. The other thing that we heard from, Ron knows this in spades, rail. Amazon's not coming without rail.
Just when you mentioned Amazon, we may want to loop them into this transload facility.
That would be a sponsor made to fit. If we had this express pipe and we had that close proximity to that rail,
made to order.
And I mean, you heard Steve from the Pattern Works. He's just really interested in rail because they're customers. So we have plenty of customers, Menards, we have the quarries, all of them. We have a lot of customers. If we could just, we need the expressway. We get the expressway, there'll be one more link in there, but it'll be a heck of a lot easier to get that link than it will be to get the expressway.
Another thing would be willing to contribute to the expressway, or just the transloader.
You know, I don't know the answer to that, but I think we're going to be a lot better off with the next steps that you're going through on getting right away and getting commitments and doing some things. We get that, then we have something.
What if we crafted a letter over one of the commissioner's signature to Amazon, the head of Amazon, and let them know about what's going on down there in that area?
Well, they announced Republic. That's the region. So there's not going to be another one here.
Well,
Victorian Heart at home.
Victorian Heart would move the needle a lot. And Victorian Heart has Amazon connections. They're an Amazon Prime provider, and they have some of their suppliers that said they'll co-locate at Kirbyville if we get this connection. But they're not going to do it until, because 40 tractor trailers a week through Branson Landing or through downtown Hollister, St. James Street is not good.
Our Republic doesn't necessarily serve the northwestern Arkansas area. There's room for more, in my opinion, because there's transload centers popping up all over the United States.
Oh, the transload centers, there's room for them. It's the Amazon distribution center. There won't be another one of those.
Right, no, that's probably larger than what we're talking about. Yeah. But they may be interested in supporting or participating.
Oh, Ken Klein's our connection there. We already have the Amazon connection. We don't have to worry about that. He is on board. In spades. And we got, we're kind of wandering here a little bit, but that improvement out in front of his place and Kirbyville Schools and all that, where is that standing?
MoDOT's hands.
Where's my sidewalk? MoDOT's hands. Water park's getting ready to dessert. I've been spending time with them.
Before all the COVID had hit, we met with them, and Ken Klein came up also and met with them. And, it was going in the direction it should have, and then everything here yet. I mean, we kind of had to go up the ranks a little bit, but it was definitely looking our direction.
The further up the ranks we went, the more favorable we got. Yeah. They recognized the need. None of them want to be on the news if there's a school bus accident. Nobody does. They recognize the need there, and they recognize that people want to work together. And then once COVID hit, they all went home, and basically the Jeff City up said, "Don't commit to anything." It's kind of the command that we were, for the most part, following. It seemed much different, but don't commit to anything. You don't have to.
We narrowed it down to under 100 grand. If we did the work and they provided the material, where it was going to be like half a mil deal or.
We get that improvement right there, and then we get the expressway going. Then your Amazon connection is already said they're ready to come, but they aren't going to do it unless we do that. So the ball's in our court. It's really not in Amazon's court. And of course, Buddy Roberts had checked in with me and some others about what we're going to do about finding the Amazon. Well, when I checked into it and went through the regional stuff, I found out Amazon had already done shopping. Just announced that they were going to get regional centers. So that part of it, the center, the distribution center, but does that mean we won't have an Amazon connection? No, we will have an Amazon connection with Ken Klein. That's the one. And there's a lot of front-end work that he's already been through to get, you know, qualified to be an Amazon Prime provider and a two-hour delivery guy and all of that jazz. I mean, he's already that. But
what does he do now? Connect to the airport and then fly it out, or what?
No. Well, a lot of his stuff is truck. And they just come in Sealand containers. A lot of his stuff comes from Asia on sea transport and then it's truck. But a lot of Sealand vans go rail, too, to Kansas City. And
it'd be a whole lot easier from the ocean to here on a sitting on a yield. 1,000 of them sitting on a train as opposed to 1,000 trucks driving down the interstate.
It's a lot cheaper.
Yep. It would definitely make more sense.
And then a short haul, just a transport from the freight transfer station.
You just have a shuttle service instead of sending trucks all the way across all over the United States.
So those would just be day trucks, and they can make 5 trips a day picking up containers. So, I mean, it could work. Airports the same way. A lot of stuff we could have an air maintenance, but all that stuff comes on rails. Airframes, jet engines, all that stuff comes on rail. And unless you can receive containers off the rail, you can't do this. And if we're going to have to drive to Northwest Arkansas to get it off the rail, they might as well have the dang business, and that's what happens. So rail's a big deal. And we just need to keep it up. We have to be able to connect to it. Going down through Downing Street or going down through Esplanade by City Hall isn't a good option to connect to. So, and if we screw this up, we're going to get at some point, we're going to get a direct path to get this stuff. But if we waste it ahead of time, they're going to not want to talk to us anymore, because we don't get it done. So if we can get this done, that would be a good deal. So, Dan?
You're absolutely right. Yeah, here's what we think we can do. You get some of them more that we couldn't do it. Don't bother me again.
Next week, I'm meeting with the guys from mine, and they're going to get our end of it done. That's our little piece of it, is moving directly forward. I still have GRE plans that are sealed to build it.
Yeah, I want to meet with you next week also to make sure that we're on the same page.
They're here for 3 days, so I'm not sure next week.
Whatever works for your schedule.
Yeah, we'll get that. And I'll roll out that also, because it shows a traditional intersection that has to be around the house.
Yes.
So there's got to be some things that are going to have to happen. So anyway, but the rest of it, five lanes and all that jazz, that's all still good stuff. And I was hoping, because we have a $600,000 project with MoDOT to realign those lanes at the intersection of Industrial Park Drive and the interchange, that facilitates this. We're going to never come back to work. We have the Ozarks money already committed. We've got our money committed. Just have to have them show up for work. Where is this project at? Oh, it's still there. We're just can't get at it right now because we're at home. We can't figure out why we're not getting any money out of the new share with you guys. That's because you don't come to work. People don't pay. Anyway, there you go.
I've got a bridge down here I've been trying to get them to inspect. About a month ago, they said, well, our crews are not allowed to stay in motels.
So tell them to drive back and forth. Get up early and stay late. I mean, what the shit?
Okay, any other old business? We'll move on to Devin with some Tane County updates.
We ended up doing 74 miles this year of chip and seal. Everything clicked like it should. Got through it. We've got it pretty well down to a science now, and how good it turns out. Be as happy with it as I would a hot mat road. And currently, we're doing prep work for 2021, around 70 to 75 miles. We're still working on the list to get ready. As far as like the expressway, yeah, I'm continuing to try to get a plan to move forward and keep it moving so it doesn't get put down in the cellar. So far, I think it's working out. Money's a little tight. We're down about 3/4 of the money this year. Thanks to COVID.
Mike Ustry's communication, did you get that exit brief?
Yeah, I got it. So
just a little bit ago, he sent it.
December 2nd?
December 1st. It'll be a debrief 10:45 a.m. Unfortunately for me, the water park people are here from all over the United States, so I'm not going to be able to be on this, but I will be working on the expressway, trust me. So, but anyway, here. You'll see that during the episode, I'm sure.
And hopefully we get good feedback. We've gotten one that had good feedback and one that we're not sure they looked at, so we're hoping we get good feedback this time, but we'll find out.
Well, this is going to be kind of messy because of change in administration. So I'd like to be hopeful, but I think that's about all we're going to be, just hopeful tonight. I don't know how people feel feel about the security of their jobs and all of that, and how much energy they're going to put in it.